Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry Kreider here, back in the studio today. With me is Laverne Kreider. Welcome.
It's good to be with you, Larry.
I'm glad you're here. Well, we're going to talk again today about a test of leadership. Really, these are tests of life, not just leadership, really. They especially apply to leadership. And we're going to talk today about the test of expectations. I think in some ways this might be the biggest test we face in life.
Well, I look back over our years of leadership, I think this is one thing that I saw people just really stumble over because there was such disappointment.
Yeah.
And then they didn't know how to handle some of the unmet expectations. And in my own life also. So I think you're right.
I think so. Even sometimes I'll talk to people who were in leadership years ago in some area, and they're bitter, and things didn't turn out the way they thought. They didn't pass the test of unmet expectations and test of expectations because their expectations were unmet. So we're going to look at this today, learning how to process unmet expectations. And again, you could call this the disappointment test. I mean, a lot of things you could probably call this. I just find that so many families, whether it's families, marriages, whether it's churches, businesses, or whatever, a nonprofit corporation, whatever, have experienced this again and again and again. If we can learn how to properly face expectations that have been unmet and deal with it properly, we're going to learn how to do that in this podcast, it makes all the difference in the world. When I find people who are in their 80s, 90s, full of joy, love Jesus, they have passed that test again and again, because all of us face things in life that are disappointing to us. And so we want to talk about this today. So there is a plan from the enemy to keep us from fulfilling our destiny.
And I think a real key, at least in my life, I feel that I've, when I learn to take expectations, that I have expectations in my life, some demands that are not always good.
Right.
People put expectations, especially in leadership. There's expectations you feel that come against you, you know. When I've learned to lay them at the cross, because I've heard someone say one time, there's a difference between expectations, which you're like, I got to pray more, I got to be doing this, and expectancy. Mm-hmm. Expectancy is a sense of God is at work.
That's good.
God is faithful. And if we can come to that point where we can learn how to lay expectations at the cross that people have of us, and often it's love that tempers it, really, but we come into a greater place of freedom, and we learn how to handle the disappointments, you know. So there is this place where we receive grace as we walk with one another and expectations on each other, and we don't know how to process it sometimes, or it's like, well, that's disappointing. That didn't work out the way I wanted it to. And learn how to lay those things at the cross and see God in the midst of all that so that we don't have a root of bitterness. And we process the disappointment. We can have the disappointment, but learn how to process it, grieve maybe, lament, you know, but come back to this place that God is good.
That's
God
right.
is faithful in the midst of all that.
Yeah, Proverbs 13:12 says it like this: hope deferred makes the heart sick. So when we have a hope that's deferred, it doesn't happen the way we thought, the natural thing that will happen is it'll make our heart sick. And that's why we've got to realize the Lord has a plan for our lives to live an abundant life, abundantly in every way. And the enemy has a plan for our lives, and that's to destroy us. You know, in John 10:10 says that very clearly. Devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus comes that we may have life and life abundantly. And a lot of it has to do with this whole thing of expectations and disappointments. Because when we're disappointed, the test is, how will we respond to the disappointment?
I read just some lyrics recently that Lauren Daigle in one of her songs wrote, and she goes, when I start to break in desperation underneath the weight of expectation, hold on to me. You know, she's praying to the Lord, hold on to me. And it's in that place I feel we will feel the weight of expectations on our lives at times. And that's, again, where we learned, what did Jesus say in Matthew 11? Come unto me, all your weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest for your soul. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to say, it's very clear, he wants to give us rest in the very core of our being. He says, take my yoke, for my yoke fits perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a place where we have to say, are we carrying yokes, expectations that other people put on us? Or even ourselves, you know, performance, self-sufficiency, all these kind of things, these yokes that we got to shake off and say, I want you, Lord.
That's good.
And I want to be in union with you, Jesus. And in that place then, we find freedom,
right.
You know, even with people, you know, maybe putting expectations mm-hmm. on us that mm-hmm. Might weigh us down, mm-hmm. you know.
The key scripture that's helped me the most with this whole issue we're talking about, of dealing with unmet expectations, is from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. I'm going to read it very slowly so we can catch this. It says, be careful lest any of you fall short of the grace of God. Now, we you know, recently talked about the grace of God, understanding there's a test of grace. But he says, let's be careful. Be very careful, lest any of you fall short of the grace of God, the free unmerited favor of God, and a root of bitterness springs up to cause trouble and defile many. That's Hebrews 12 and 15. Now, let's talk about this for a while. I just want to talk then a bit about what I would call the 10 D's of the devil. 10 steps that the devil uses to try to destroy our lives. Mm-hmm. Again, Jesus came to give us life. And it's so simple. And yet, you know, it has thrown off so many people. Yeah. We've been involved, we're in our 70s now. We've been involved for years in leadership and helping people work through problems, whether it's with their families or with their church or with their business or their work, whatever. And most of it comes down to unmet expectations. And we all have them. We expected something will happen a certain way, and it doesn't happen. And so we might blame God, we might blame others, we might blame ourselves. But the key is we don't fall short of the grace of God. And because if we receive the grace of God, so let's say I'm disappointed, something didn't turn out the way I thought, whether it's at work or whatever, and I'm disappointed. Well, what do I do? I say, Lord, except for the grace of God, this would be a lot worse anyway, but I receive grace right now. You're going to turn this around for good.
And grace to help me to process the disappointment, whether that is grieving
or talking to somebody who may have caused the expectation.
Yep, yep.
Exactly. So we have grace to process. So we go to the grace of God and we forgive. I mean, when we walk in grace, we forgive. I have to forgive myself.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got to forgive other people. Every day we have to forgive people because people do stupid things, including us, you know. So he says, be careful you don't fall short of the grace of God. Now, if we fall short of the grace of God, what will happen? If we do not forgive, if we don't say, Lord, I bless them, I forgive them. I deal with this in traffic, issues.
Simple
somebody
things
cuts you
during
off,
the day.
Lord,
yeah.
Bless them in Jesus' name, you know. And you go all your day, you're great. And just one little thing can just hold us back because we don't bless because we don't receive grace and we don't give grace. And so when we give grace, we're fine. We go right back and, you know, it doesn't affect us at all except we grow in God, grow in grace. But if we don't forgive, it says a root of bitterness will spring up and cause trouble and defile many. Now, root of bitterness, I remember on the family farm when I grew up, we had red roots, they were called red roots. They were just real little weeds. We'd hoe them out. But we left them grow. They become huge like a tree trunk. You use a tractor to pull them out, and that's what happens. What happens is people do not forgive. They wake up the next morning with the first person they think of. It's not good morning, Holy Spirit. First thing they think of is that person who ripped me off.
Yeah.
And because they have fallen short of the grace of God. And then root of bitterness springs up. And here's where it gets worse. It says it springs up to cause trouble, which does cause trouble. That's why a lot of people are in depression. Many people have so many issues in their lives. It's because of this very thing. Not passing the test of grace and the test of receiving grace and forgiving people. And so we can go on and we can be the people that God has called us to be. And then it says, it will cause trouble and defile many. Now, it's one thing to be offended by somebody. What's worse is when other people are offended because their friend was offended.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? We've seen that so often. So that's why what can happen is this thing can become such a big deal. It was a small thing. A small root could have been pulled out when we were younger or whenever. And now it's become like a big tree. Now, we can still pull it out, but many people are staying with us and agree with us and pray with us to get free in that. But it all goes back to forgiveness and grace and people receiving grace and walking in grace. Now, what are the 10 D's of the devil? You know, it's interesting. The devil's plan for our life, it's just almost like a frog in hot water. You know, you heard the old story, how it's very slowly they get cooked and they don't know it. And that's what happens. It's so small. And we bring people with us. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And this destroys families. This destroys churches. This destroys nations. You know, it's the plan of the devil to destroy our lives. Kill, steal, and destroy. So what are the 10 D's of the devil?
Yeah, you know, we have seen so many people help with this, looking at these 10 D's and saying, oh my goodness, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to receive grace to see that change, you know.
Exactly.
So we have seen a lot of people really come into places of victory when they recognize this. Yeah.
And all you need to do is go back whenever they happen in life in our own minds and forgive that person in Jesus' name, receive grace, and have them and just declare grace over them. We become free and they become free. Otherwise, we continue down this road to destruction. 10 D's of the devil. Number one, disappointment. Disappointments come from unmet expectations. Yeah. That's where they come from. Yeah. See, these could be expectations of why we believe, or what we believe God should do to us, or be for us, or whatever. We often can mess that up. Or expectations of our church, or our spouse, or our children, or Christian leaders, or on and on and on. And that's why we got to make sure, when the Bible says, see that no one misses the grace of God, it all starts with disappointment. When the disappointment comes, things didn't turn out the way we think, how do we respond? Can we forgive and release them? And guess what happens? We're free and they're free. But if we don't, it's the little bitterness comes in our hearts. And then as we read from the scripture, defile many, others can be involved and can also be defiled. This is a kind of a crazy illustration. But, you know, you remember me when I was a pig farmer many, many years ago. I remember when I walk in the pig barn, I walk out, I'd smell like a pig. You remember that well.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was defiled.
Don't come into this house with those clothes on.
Exactly. So I was defiled. And then again, around somebody else, and they're defiled because they smell like a pig, too. I mean, that's a crazy illustration, but it really is true. So, first of all, we can deal with it right there, and you don't have to worry about the other deeds of the devil. But if we don't forgive, number two is discontentment. We get discontent. The grass looks greener on the other side of the fence. Many people swap churches because of this. Some people go to different churches because they're called by God to. Some of these didn't like something the preacher said, or like the way somebody treated them, or whatever. But you get discontent. And if we apply the word of God to our lives, forgive and bless, we're fine. If we don't, we go on to number three. That's discouragement. Many people are discouraged today. It all started with a disappointment. It all started with number one. And so when we enter into the step of discouragement, we wake up dreading the day ahead. Our motivation for life just drains away. What happens? We're just discouraged. But it all started back with a disappointment. All we need to do is receive the grace of God, bless them, release them, forgive them, and we can walk free. If we don't do that, we'll end up in number four, which is doubt. And this step is the danger zone spiritually. We start getting cynical. Mm-hmm. And we question things that we were completely settled in our hearts about in the past. And whether it's spiritual things, whether it's things about life or family or whatever.
And we get cynical about God then.
Exactly.
Because we haven't, in this place of receiving grace, we haven't been able to keep our eyes on who he is,
right.
That he is faithful, that he's at work in our lives, even in the disappointments, you know. And so then we start doubting who God is,
right.
and doubting his character.
Again, all it takes is to go back to where we started and forgive and bless and receive grace, and we're fine. But if we don't, we end up with number five D, it's disbelief. Disbelief or unbelief is a final form of doubt. That's like doubting to the nth degree. And again, we can just go back to where we started. What happens here is often we'll start questioning the scriptures even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are cults, and I'm not going to name them here right now, but there are cults that were started by Christians who were disillusioned because they were disappointed and something happened, and they went and started a cult and deceived thousands and thousands, millions of people. Number six is disillusionment. That causes us to want to drop out of a marriage, out of a ministry, or a commitment that we knew the Lord's called us to in the past. We lose our God-given vision.
Mm-hmm.
We're just disillusioned. Number seven, deception. And this is scary.
Mm-hmm.
But again, any time here, we can just go right back to number one, forgive and bless.
Yeah. These things don't just happen, right? You know, there is process.
And it gets hard, longer we go, the harder it is. It's still possible. By the grace of God, it's still possible to find freedom. But deception, we enter into the step of deception. We believe lies about ourselves and about other people. And we're often deceived, so deceived, we don't even realize we're deceived. That's deception. And that's a key. When people are deceived, they don't know they're deceived. Then number eight is disobedience. When we live in disobedience to God's word, we eventually enter into a stage of living with bitterness. That's what we read from Hebrews 12. And we walk in disobedience to God. We think, how could that person who loved Jesus years ago, how could they be where they're at today? Well, somewhere along the line, they jumped off the boat, so to speak, and because they did not forgive and bless. Yeah. And I've seen it again and again and again. And two more. Number nine is despair. When we enter into the step of despair, we lose all hope, and we can enter into depression. The call of God basically is detoured from our lives, and we wonder what happened to our lives. But again, we can go back and receive grace and start again. And number 10 is destruction. And I mean, basically, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's destruction. Destroy our lives, destroy our vision, relationships.
Families.
Families are destroyed. Churches are destroyed. I mean, on and on and on. But the blessing is that and wherever we find ourselves, we can go back and receive the grace of God.
Because his mercies are new every morning.
Exactly.
And that's what's so, he's such a redeemer. And that's what's just so cool, you know.
And we can come boldly before the throne of grace, obtain grace and mercy in our time of need, because God promises that to us. We can trust him, you know, regardless of where we find ourselves. I have found that recognizing, renouncing, and resisting the tendencies of the devil is critical to the life of every believer. Now, we've written about this in one of the books we had written some years ago called When God Seems Silent. You can check out the show notes. There's a whole chapter where we talk about the deeds of the devil there. And obviously, some of this comes from the book, The Past and 21 Tests of Leadership. And you get these wherever you buy books, whether it's Amazon or you can use the Devon International Bookstore, wherever you buy books. But I want to pray today. Mm-hmm. And if today and you are at a place in your life and you're saying, this applies to me, I find myself on this chart somewhere, one of these D's, that there'll be grace in your life to go back and to receive grace.
Receive grace
forgive,
in these
and to bless. Sometimes we have to forgive ourselves. Some people feel like they need to forgive God.
Yeah.
Now, you know, is that theological true or not? I'm not going to get into that because God's perfect. But we need to forgive wherever we found unforgiveness.
And I think many times they've taken offense to God, and that's where they almost have to just release that offense to God. And, you know, God, he processes these things with us, you know.
Yep,
I mean, read David's Psalms, you know. There's much process in that. There's lament in there. And he was living life and experiencing different things. And so God is so faithful and such a redeemer.
So if you find yourself today, say, there's something in my life, I'm not sure what it is, but there's something that's held me back. I find myself, I'm one of these D's right now. Today is the day to release whatever that is, to come to Jesus. He wants to forgive you. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless the people who have hurt you. We need to get to the place where we can do that and receive grace from the Lord to be the people God's called us to be. So in Jesus' name,
yes, Lord.
Right now I pray for anyone under the sound of my voice right now who finds themselves caught in one of these deeds of the devil. They're caught. Maybe where the root of bitterness has sprung up in their lives. I ask you to give them grace, Lord God, to go to the cross, to go to you, to forgive that person in Jesus' name, knowing that forgiving does not mean what they did was right, what they did was wrong. But we forgive them in Jesus' name so we can be free and they can be free in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord. There's grace available for all of us,
Lord.
Much grace available to, Lord, walk in freedom for the glory of God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for the Larry Crowder Leadership Podcast. And we're looking forward to being back with you again real soon. And again, check out the show notes. There's some of these other materials and books you can check out there. Check out LarryCrowder.com for many, many other resources, many free resources on LarryCrowder.com. So God bless you, and we look forward to seeing you again real soon.
Thank you for listening to Larry Crowder's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryCrowder.com.